joined by Ken Early to work through what Jurgen Klopp's Liverpool time has been, what is to come next in the short term, and obviously what goes beyond, using Ken as a slightly outsider voice, not right the way slap bang in the midst of my Liverpool City Centre bubble. I want to start off with the arrival of Klopp, Ken, because I think part of it always was this idea that he was different, as football managers go, slightly firebrandish coming in from Dortmund. And we've ended up going, Liverpool have ended up going on this journey with him, this magnificent journey with him. But he was always the idea that he was going to be different and he was always going to be himself. I think perhaps his best trick up to and including today is the way in which he's genuinely held on to a really quite powerful sense of self in the maelstrom of being Liverpool manager.
Yeah, and I mean, it's a job that melts everyone's head, you know? It's
it's one hell of a record that we've got.
Yeah, I mean, there were times in 2020-21, remember that really depressing spell when they were when his mother died and he couldn't go to her funeral. They were losing all the games. Alison Becker's father died in tragic circumstances at the same time. I mean, there was a real kind of sense of misery had engulfed the whole team and club at that point. And I did wonder at that point if he was going to, if that was going to be his last season. And of course, the following season was almost the most successful in the history of the club and, you know, was obviously a memorable campaign. Then last season again, you know, when the sort of the team that had been there for so many years was sort of dying, you know, in front of everyone could see it like falling apart. And there were some really, really low moments again. And you want to, but again, it, you know, this sort of incredible regeneration that happened.